Most money books and financial gurus out there will put so much emphasis on budgeting. All the emphasis. And here's the deal. It doesn't work. Welcome to Financially Free, the show dedicated to helping you grow your wealth and experience financial freedom. I'm Julia Carlson, author, CEO, and founder of a wealth management firm, as well as a financial advisor, bringing you over 25 years of experience to help you win with money. Join me each week to shift your mindset and relationship with money, as well as learn practical strategies to grow your wealth. How do I know it doesn't work? Because most of my clients don't like budgeting. I don't like budgeting. A lot of us have this negative gut reaction to budgeting. Even the word budget. When I say the word budget, what do you think? It's like restriction. It makes you take a step back. I think it also creates this lack and scarcity mentality in us. And there is a different way. But if there is a different way, why do we keep trying to teach a model that doesn't work? Today, I am going to teach you the anti-budget method. I call it the values-based cash flow method. Trying to budget and control your spending and track every penny puts an obsessive attention and a restriction on our money. Yes, I am here to tell you it's very helpful to track your money. I'm not saying we're not going to do that. You want to know where your money is going, but you don't want to do it with a restriction or a lack mentality. It's better done with a loving intention and an excitement for spending the money the way you want to and on what you value most. When I have tried to budget, as well as I have witnessed my clients following a complex budgeting system, a common experience is not having the time to devote to doing it each and every month or week, and you often fall behind with the intense tracking of everything. This often leads to us feeling defeated, and we end up just giving up or quitting. Have you ever fallen behind on tracking your money and following your budget and keeping that budget up to date? I know I have. For my upcoming book, I did a survey and research for this book. I really wanted to gather feedback from my clients as well as the public on what they felt about money and budgeting and what they think would work for their financial future and staying on track for their goals. And guess what the number one desire was from all the feedback? 98% of the people that responded was freedom. Budget and restriction often makes us feel the opposite of freedom. So I wanted to create a way, a new way to think about tracking our money that is the anti-budget. The value-based cash flow method is designed to align your spending habits with your values and leave you with a sense of freedom. But here's the deal. The only way to get to freedom is through discipline. When it comes to your monthly cash flow, remember, money loves to be in motion. Money is meant to flow in both directions, receiving as you receive your monthly income and giving as you invest and pay for things that bring value to your life. You should never feel bad or guilty for spending money. Instead, I want you to feel excited about spending money intentionally on things that bring you happiness and your well-being. Understanding your money values enables you to make intentional decisions about where your money goes each month. Okay, so the first step is to understand what you value most in relation to how you spend your money. I want you to go and open up your bank account statement. Look at your activity. If you charge things on a credit card, open up your credit card statement or look at it online and look at your activity history. Look at how you've spent your money in the last 30 days. Just look at the last 30 days. Remember those trips to the store, the grocery store, your favorite retailer? Did you spend money on gas, at the charging station? How much of your money is spent on food and going out and experiences with friends? There could be a vacation on there, your airfare tickets, your upcoming trip that you're so excited about. I think as you look at your account activity, you'll generally discover three different feelings or emotions that you have around your purchases and your expenses. First one's joy. Like, what did you love spending money on? You look at your statement and you're like, man, that was a great dinner. Or dang, that was an awesome vacation. Or that massage was totally worth it. Those are all joy expenses. The next feeling is comfort. Like, I need to make sure that I get to work every day. I need to make sure that I want to go to my son's basketball games, and that takes gas. Those are comfort expenses. Like, I had to do that to live the life that I want to live. Those are comfort. You're going to have those type of expenses. And then lastly, I call it annoyance. Like, you look at your statement, you see the activity, and it's just an annoying expense. So for me, this could be, I don't know about you, but I have three kids. I'll go to the store, a retailer, or the grocery store, and I won't have a list, and I'll spend hundreds of dollars. And I'll be like, I don't even know what I just spent money on. Like, this is annoying to me that I didn't follow my list, or I went off track, or I have no idea what I spent my money on. Like, that to me is an annoyance. Or maybe it's like, my commitment is I only go out to lunch one day a week, and I have all of these expenses of lunch expenses. And to me, that's annoying because I did not make my commitment of only going out one lunch a week. And so that would be an annoyance cost. Okay, so as you think of these three categories, joy, comfort, and annoyance, what I like to do is start thinking, allocating the different expenses to those feelings. And then here's the big question. When you can look at your annoyance expenses, now over the next 30 days, what are some of those annoying expenses that I can cut out of my budget? Because I don't want to feel annoyed. I can be more intentional when I go to the store and get what I need to get. Things that do bring us joy, our favorite foods, our things that we need for our household, not just mindlessly throwing things into the cart because of some impulse purchases or, you know, oh, I want to have this. How do you just bring more intentionality to this? So ask yourself, what can I stop spending money on over the next 30 days? What are those annoyance costs that I can take out of my budget? Because then guess what? Now you've identified areas that of how you're spending money that you're no longer going to do that anymore because you don't want it to be annoying. You can cut that out. And then now you have freed up resources to put money into things that you value. This could be getting out of debt. This could be saving for your future. This could be putting money into your retirement or saving for a down payment on your home. Or it could be some much needed self-care, like a massage or a date with a loved one. If you are overspending consistently, trust yourself to face the facts. Love yourself enough to face the facts. There are only two ways out of this. You can either make more money or find ways to remove excess costs. And it could be maybe a little bit of both. I will leave it to you to know the right answer. As you start looking at the way that you spend money and bring more intentionality to it, you're going to understand and create a relationship with how you spend money. You're going to understand what are the things that don't work for you. And then how do you realign your spending with what you value about money? I don't believe you need to track every penny. What I do believe is that you have to have an understanding of the income that's coming in each month and how you're spending money, and it has to balance. Preferably, you have money left over to fund your dreams and goals for the future. I have found in my own experience by using this method, it gives me the sense of freedom to be empowered to stay in charge of our monthly cash flow and how we spend our money. Knowing what our average monthly income and expenses are from tracking them gives me the flexibility to make purchases and investments that are over and above our ordinary costs. Tracking your money flowing to things that you love and with excitement can bring a whole new attitude towards money. The value-based cash flow method, this anti-budget, really works. It helps you focus in on spending money on what's important to you and your family. And it also gives you freedom to track money the way it works for you. No complex system. Tracking your money should be a very positive experience. It should not feel rigid and annoying. What I have learned over my career and building my personal wealth is that there will be different times in your life where you want to really track things closely because you're going after a big goal, and other times where it's not in the forefront. It's not such a priority in your life. And because you have this framework set up, these boundaries of knowing how much money is coming in, how much money is going out, that this gives you that sense of being in charge of your money, being in control. You never want your spending to control you. It's the other way around. I would love to know your thoughts on today's episode. What do you think of the anti-budget? Do you want to give it a try? Did you actually look at your expenses and purchases through a different lens? Are you excited that you don't have to do a budget? If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to leave a rating wherever you listen to podcasts and follow Financially Free to stay up to date with future episodes. I'll see you next week.